Okay, and we're off. Okay, just get an impression right now of how you're lying on the floor. Your arms down by your side, if that's available to you. Legs long for a moment, if that's available. And just get an overall impression of the support you're taking from the floor right now. This morning, after doing whatever you had to do to get here. And attend to your breath. Notice the volume of your breath. Notice any shifts in contact with your back body on the floor as you inhale and exhale. Notice if you can sense the breath filling the side body, that as you inhale, you expand a little left and right towards your armpits. And notice how the breath fills your entire front body, your pelvic basin, your abdomen, and your chest. Now notice the contact that your right arm is making with the floor. How far is it from your body? What parts of the arm are touching the floor? You sense your elbow perhaps and the contact it's making with the floor. Notice how the hand is lying. Is your palm facing up or down or perhaps pointing towards your thighs? And what part of the hand is making contact with the floor in this resting position? Now bring your attention to the left arm. Notice the contact that it's making with the floor. The distance from your body. How the elbow is resting on the floor. And the hand. What direction is your hand? What direction is your hand facing? And is it facing in the same direction as the right hand? Or are the hands resting in a slightly different orientation from each other? Now bring your attention to your shoulder blades. Get an impression of the shape of the shoulder blade as it takes support from the floor. Notice how far the right shoulder blade is from your spine. And then notice how far the left shoulder blade is from the spine. Are both shoulder blades resting in the same way on the floor? Or does one perhaps feel a little flatter than the other? Just notice how your shoulder blades are resting right now on the floor. And then use your kinesthetic eye to sense that the ribs are resting on top of the shoulder blades. Just begin to notice, if you can, or however you can, that the inside edge of your shoulder blade, that flat part, rests against your ribs. Now bring your arms up to perpendicular, both arms, bring them up to the level of your shoulders, resting on the floor, slide them up the floor so your body's making a T-shape on the floor. And only bring them as high as your shoulders. So Judith, you want to lower your, that's right. Just notice that the arms are making a T-shape. How would you notice that? Get a sense of how the arms can come straight out from the top of the shoulder blades there. And now roll your palms up so they face the ceiling. And the palms towards the ceiling. Yeah, you're good. And make loose fists with your hands as if you're holding a tennis ball. So something the size of a small orange or a tennis ball, a very loose fist with the hand. And now in this situation, begin to roll the fists downwards towards the floor. So the palm of the hand comes down to face the floor. And then roll it back up. And make small, slow movements, rolling the fists down towards the floor like they're little wheels, rolling down towards your feet, and then come back to neutral. And between each rolling of the fist, just rest, and then start again. And do this many times. And what do you notice? You notice how the fingers are rolling towards the along the floor, first the pinky, and then the second finger, and the third, and the fourth. And perhaps you're able to roll all the way so you feel some contact with the thumb on the floor. And then what do you notice in the forearm? How's the contact of your forearm shifting as you roll the arm forward? Do you notice any change with the contact of the elbow on the floor as you roll the arms forward? The wrist rolls, and then the up lower arm rolls, and the elbow might begin to change its contact with the floor, moving a little more forward. And do you notice anything in your shoulder blades? Can the movement of this rolling of the fist involve the entire arm and the shoulder blade sliding a little? Just notice. Spread your attention and notice what parts of yourself get involved with this rolling of the fists on the floor. And then rest. You can bring your arms slowly down to your sides, slide your arms down to your sides. And remember to take care of yourself. So whenever you need to, you're welcome to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. You take rests from the movement, even if I don't suggest a rest. You take a rest when you feel that you're doing too much, or the movement is becoming mechanical and you're not sensing it. So notice how you're lying now. Return your arms to perpendicular. So slide your arms up the floor again and bring them up so that you're making a T shape with the body. Turn your palms up towards the ceiling and make loose fists. And now begin to roll the arms backwards so that the thumb starts to go towards the floor. A small movement backwards, so you roll over the knuckles and the thumb comes closer to the floor. And then back to neutral. And do that slowly, gently, many times. And notice, what do you feel in the rest of yourself? How's the contact with the forearm shifting on the floor? Do your elbows begin to lift as you roll the arms backwards? What do you sense in the upper arm? Does its contact with the floor change? Does it perhaps lift a little? And can you notice the movement into your shoulder blades? That as you roll the fist backwards, the shoulder blades begin to slide on the ribs a little. And how about your breath? Do you inhale or do you exhale as you roll the fist backwards? What would support the movement more? Try and do it as you inhale. And then do it again as you exhale. And just a couple more times doing it with the breath, however it seems best to you in your sensation. And then bring your arms down to your side and rest. Would you like some water, Eleanor?
No, I have a post-nasal drip.
Just sense your contact with the floor now. There you go. Why don't you lift your head a little? That might help.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sense the contact. Notice between your shoulder blades. Has the contact that the shoulder blades is making with the floor shifted at all from those simple movements of rolling the fist? Bring your arms back to perpendicular. Palms towards the ceiling. Loose fists. And begin to roll the palms first downward and then upward. So a smooth, continuous motion. The thumbs go towards the floor in front of you. The pinky rises as you roll forward, and then you roll over the knuckles and the thumbs go down towards the floor behind you. Notice how your elbows change contact with the floor. Notice how the shoulder blades can begin to slide along the ribs. as you roll the palms down, can you sense perhaps that the shoulder blades broaden a little? And as you roll the arms back towards the floor behind you, the shoulder blades come a little bit together. Now do it a few times more quickly. So don't skip any parts, but just notice if you can roll the arms forward and backwards in a easy, quick, gentle way. A smooth rolling of the wheels. And then leave it and bring your arms down to your side and rest. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Oh, everyone did such a nice job bending their knees. Good. Now bring your arms out to perpendicular again. And just notice, how has that sensation of having the arms at perpendicular changed with the feet in standing? Do you notice any different contact between your shoulder blades, the rest of your back? Now, in this situation, begin to just let the pelvis float up off the floor. So push through your feet and allow your tailbone to curve a little towards your chin. The low back will flatten a little towards the floor and the pelvis will rise. Just a little motion to begin with. So lift the tailbone and the pelvis rises and then lower it. And do that a few times and experiment with the position of your feet so that you can really use the feet to help you lift the pelvis. So everybody, bring your feet close together so the feet are touching. That's right. And now lift the pelvis off the floor. Push through the feet to lift the pelvis. And let it go. And now do that one more time and notice how that feels. And then bring your feet very wide apart, wider than you normally would. And now push through the feet and allow the tailbone to curve towards your chin a little bit and the pelvis to float off the floor. And then reverse it. And notice how that feels. What kind of support do you get from the feet in this wider position? And now take your feet back to a position where you feel you'll get good, stable support for them. Somewhere usually around hip width. So if you imagine your hip joint and you draw a line down the floor, try that position for your feet. And now in this position, begin to push through the feet to allow the pelvis to float off the floor. That's right. And sense, are you pushing equally through the right foot and the left? And how do you sense that? Through the heel and the ball of the foot and the outside edge. Can you push through the entire foot to help you lift the pelvis off the floor? And in this stable position with the feet, can the pelvis float a little bit higher? Can it begin to float higher gently. Don't push anything. Just be curious. That's nice. And now as you're pushing through the feet to lift the pelvis, imagine which direction of turning the arms goes with this pushing through the feet. Just imagine which way would you turn your arms as you push through the feet. What would make sense? Don't do it, just imagine it. And would you breathe in or would you breathe out as you did this? What breath would support this? And which way would your eyes look? Just imagine you're pushing through the pelvis. You continue to push through the pelvis. You imagine which way the arms would roll and which way the eyes would look. And just leave that. Lower your legs and lower your arms and take a rest. Sense the contact that your back is making with the floor now. Sense the contact your arms are making. What's the distance between your arms and your body now? Has that changed at all? How are your shoulder blades resting on the floor? Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Take your arms to perpendicular. Palms face the ceiling. Soft fists. And now, as you begin to float the pelvis off the floor, allow the wrists, the hands, to roll backwards. So that as the pelvis floats, the palms roll back towards the floor, behind you, and then reverse the motion. And do that many times lightly. Push through the feet. And as the pelvis lifts, the arms roll backwards. The shoulder blades slide on the ribs. And then you reverse the motion. And spread your awareness. Is there any place you're holding? Check your jaw. Check in with your breath. A few more times, pushing through the feet as the arms roll backwards. And notice, when do you start to roll the arms? Do you push through the feet and roll the arms at the same time? Or do you begin to lift the pelvis and then the arms are called into rolling? How do you do it? There's no one way to do it. Just notice how you're doing it. And notice how the movements can support each other. That's nice. A couple more times, making the movement reversible, pushing through the feet. As you lift the pelvis and roll the arms behind you, noticing the movement of your shoulder blades and the contact with the spine on the floor between the shoulder blades. And then leave it and rest. Lengthen your legs, lower your arms, and rest. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Check in to make sure that your feet are in a good position. They're the right distance from your buttocks. They're the right width apart to give you good firm support through the foot. And now bring your arms up to perpendicular. Palms face the ceiling. You're making loose fists with the hands. And now listen to this before you do it and think about it. You're going to begin to lift your head and sense where the lifting is coming from. So slowly, a small movement, lift the head so that you can look down towards your pubic bone and between your legs. And then return the head to the floor. And keep your jaw soft. And don't go too far. Okay? Just go a little bit. And sense how far down your neck and spine can you feel this? Lift the head. Lift the head. And notice where the lifting is coming from. And look down as you're lifting the head. Look towards your pubic bone between your legs. That's right. And breathe. Notice if there's any tension in your jaw, and if there is, make the movement smaller. And now, as you're lifting your head, begin to imagine what rolling of the arms, what direction of the arms goes along with lifting the head. Get a sense for that. And then when you have a clear picture of how you would roll your arms as you lift the head, begin to do that. So that's right. Everyone has chosen rolling the fist down so the thumb comes towards the floor and the pinky goes away. And notice what happens in the sternum. As you lift the head and roll the arms, can you sense your sternum sliding down towards your pubic bone? Everybody do about half of what you're doing. The sternum, that's your breastbone. Thanks, Eleanor. That's what we call the breastbone. So it attaches in the collarbones and all the ribs in the front attach to it. And it can slide. It has an ability to move freely up and down. So as you lift your head, can begin to sense the sternum and the ribs in the front sliding down. So a couple more times, lifting the head and rolling the fist forward, noticing. How do you do this? Do you initiate the lifting of the head and then roll the fists? Do you do the two together? Do you roll the fist as you lift the head? Or do you roll the fists first and then lift the head? How do you do it? And how can you get most support to make the head light in the lifting? Okay, leave it alone and rest. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms to perpendicular with the palms facing the ceiling. And now begin to push through the feet to lift the pelvis and roll the arms backwards. And then when you get there, leave the arms in this backward position as you lower the pelvis. And then allow the arms to come back to neutral. So the movement is to push through the feet to lift the pelvis as you roll the arms backwards. And then on the descent, leave the arms rolled backwards and lower the pelvis, leaving the arms backwards as long as you can without straining, and then bring them back to neutral and rest. And do it again. So you push through the feet as you roll the wheels of the fist backwards. When you're at the top of the movement, leave the arms backwards and lower the pelvis, and then bring the arms back to neutral. And do it again. Resting between each movement, sensing between your shoulder blades, the contact that the spine is making on the floor, the movement of the ribs. And then when your pelvis is resting, roll the arms back to neutral. When the fists are in neutral, push through the feet, roll the arms back. As you lift the pelvis, leave the arms back and gently lower the pelvis. Notice what's happening in your chest, the expansion of your breath and your ribs. And notice your timing. What's the timing of the movement? And then next time your pelvis is on the floor, leave it down and just rest with your feet in standing. Now, this time, you're going to push through the feet to lift the pelvis, but you're going to roll the arms forward towards your feet. So you're going to do the opposite of what you were doing. So you push through the feet, and as you lift the pelvis, you roll so that the thumb comes towards the floor, towards your feet. And then lead the arms forward like that as you lower the pelvis. And then when the arms are called into coming back to neutral, bring them back to neutral. That's right. You push through your feet, and as you raise the pelvis, you roll those wheels of the fist over the knuckles so the thumb comes down towards the floor in front of you. Lower the pelvis and bring the arms back to neutral. And how is this different? What's the sensation between the shoulder blades and in the spine as you roll the arms forward as you lift the pelvis? And spread the awareness. Make sure that the jaw is soft, that you're not efforting anywhere. And then leave it and lengthen your legs and rest. You can float your arms down towards your side to rest and notice the contact you're taking from the floor now. Notice the volume of your breath. The support that your shoulder blades are taking from the floor as you rest. And then bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms out perpendicular at your sides. And now, begin to lift your head as you roll your arms forward and leave your arms forward as you lower your head. So you lift the head, look down towards the pubic bone as you roll the wheels of the fists forward. You leave the arms forward and lower your head. And then bring the arms back to neutral and start again. Noticing as you roll the arms forward and lift the head, what do you feel in your shoulders? Perhaps feel your shoulders rising up and down towards your pubic bone also. You feel perhaps the arms lengthen. So you leave the arms rolled forward as you lower your head, and then you bring them back to neutral. That's nice. That looks nice. So just take a rest with your arms out and your feet in standing. And now, this time, as you raise your head, roll your arms back. So do the opposite. So raise the head, look down towards the pubic bone, and roll your arms back so the thumbs come to the floor behind you. Leave the arms back and lower the head. And make it small. Don't strain in your neck. Make sure that you're not overworking in the neck as you lift the head. So you lift the head, roll the arms back, leave the arms back, lower the head, and come to neutral. And notice your breath. Are you holding the breath at any point in the movement? That's always a good sign that you're doing too much. So keep it exploratory and gentle. Notice how if the sternum can slide, the lifting of the head becomes light and the rolling of the arms becomes freer. That's right. And just leave it alone and float your arms down by your side. And rest with your feet in standing if that's comfortable. This is a mini rest, so... Bring your arms up to perpendicular, your feet in a good position for pushing through and lifting the pelvis. And now, begin to make a continuous movement. In this way, you're going to push through the feet to lift the pelvis as you roll the arms back. And then as you begin to lower the pelvis, roll the arms forward and lift the head. So begin to try that continuous movement. You push through the feet to lift the pelvis as you roll the arms back. And then as you begin to lower the pelvis, roll the arms forward and lift the head. And feel a smooth, continuous wave going up the spine and through the arms. And then reversing it and being sure you're looking through your knees towards your pubic bone as you raise the head. And begin to feel that gentle wave-like action through the spine and all the way out the arms. The shoulder blades slide on the rib cage. The sternum moves down as you lift the head and up towards your chin as you lift the pelvis. That looks nice. Don't go to your end range. If you feel like you're kind of pushing at the top, you're going too far. Just keep it so it's endless, a smooth, gentle wave. That's right. That's nice. And leave that and rest. Notice the contact you're making with the floor now. How's your pelvis lying? How are your shoulder blades taking support from the floor? How big are your ribs? How broad are they? Feel your breath. And then roll to your side and come to sit cross-legged. And if you need to fold up your... Sit cross-legged. And if you need to fold up your mat behind you to give a little support, you can go ahead and do that. But just sit comfortably cross-legged on the floor. get your bearings in space. Carl, you might want to turn around and look at me. You can look at Bonnie. Okay. Here you go. Raise that booty. That's right. Is that better? Okay. Now, in this situation, bring your arms to perpendicular. So they're out at your side from your shoulders. That's right. And look forward. And now, begin to, with soft fists, your palms facing the ceiling, begin to roll the fist forward so the thumb comes down towards the floor. And then roll the fist backward so the thumb goes up towards the ceiling and behind you. And notice your breath as you do this. Eleanor, can you hold your arms up? Or? That's right. And rest whenever you need to. Take many rests. Do it a couple times. Sense where you're moving from. The sliding of the shoulder blades along the ribs. How the breath can support the movement. That's right. And then lower your arms and rest a moment. Bring your arms back up to perpendicular. And now this time, as you roll the arms forward, begin to look down towards your pubic bone. And notice in the looking how the back can participate. And then come back to neutral. So roll the arms forward. You can feel the sternum slide and allow the chest to round a little bit. Get the whole back involved. And then come back to neutral and look forward. And pause in neutral. And then go back. That's nice. And make it slow and reversible so you can sense each part of the folding of the chest as you roll the arms. And then the lengthening of the chest as you come back to neutral. Feel the shoulder blades sliding along the ribs, spreading apart as you roll them forward. Feel that wave-like motion through your spine as the spine rounds and you look down towards the pubic bone. The chest softens and folds. That looks nice. Okay, and then lower your arms and rest for a moment. Now cross your legs the other way, in the non-habitual way. If you can. If not, don't. Okay, and now bring the arms back out to perpendicular. And begin to roll the palms backwards towards the wall behind you. And then come back to neutral. So roll the palms up towards the ceiling and backwards towards the wall behind you. Sense the movement in the shoulder blades. And now, as you roll the arms backwards, begin to look up. Look up gently. Don't overuse your neck. Just allow the looking up to be a response to the arms rolling back. So as the shoulder blades slide in towards the spine a little, the head begins to lift. That's right. And then come back to neutral. And notice the timing. Do you lift the head and then roll the arms? Or do you allow the looking up and the head to be called in as the arms move? Try it that way. Try and begin by rolling the fist backwards, and as the shoulder blades slide in and down, the chest lifts and the head floats backwards. And go slowly so you can feel each part of that movement. That's nice. And then lower your arms and rest. You can cross your legs in the habitual way again. So change the crossing of the legs. Notice how you're sitting now. Now, one last time, bring your arms out to the side, perpendicular, soft fists, and make a continuous motion of rolling the fists forward and looking down towards your pubic bone, and then rolling the fists back and looking up towards the ceiling, allowing the movement of the head and the spine to be called in by the rolling of the arms, so that one movement supports the other. Notice your breath. Spread the awareness. See if you're holding anywhere. The belly, the jaw, let it go. And really allow the back to get into it, so that as you look down, the entire front body can round. And then as you look up, you can feel a gentle lifting of the sternum and extension of the spine. Rolling of the shoulders. That's nice. One or two more times. Leave it when you feel that the movement is very clear and feels very good. And rest. And when you're ready, you can come up to stand. Sense the contact that your feet are making on the floor. Sense your breath. Now bring your arms to perpendicular. Just when you thought you were done, Bill. And just in standing, roll the arms forward and look down towards your pubic bone. Allow the chest to round and soften. And then roll your arms back and allow your head to be called into it as you lift the spine and look back. And just roll those wheels of the arms a few times forward and back. Feeling the translation of the movement through the spine. Allowing the body to fold as you roll forward and look down so the upper back rounds. And then allowing the body to open and the chest to lift as you look back. And then just fly through the rest of your weekend. And thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Oh, good.